Welcome to the 10th Vanachna Amcha recording for the week of Parshas Noach. We're going to say over now three stories. The first two stories were called in by a very choshev Yid, an Alter Yid living in Kensington, New York. And he said over that he was recently shopping. He had a whole bunch of items in his shopping cart. And he was wondering to himself, how am I going to go about having the koyach to unload all of these items, to put them by the register, to pay for them? What's going to be? All of a sudden, a Yiddish yingala approached him and volunteered and said, I see you're standing here by the register. Could I please have the opportunity to unload them for you? And yes, this yingala had the schus, the chapat around the schus, to unload for this Alter Yid. Mika Amcha Yisrael, even Kinderlach, who are so young, are looking for opportunities to do what? Lehetev la'achmini, to do chesed for andre. Mika Amcha Yisrael, we have to appreciate the godless of such a story. The second story that this Alter Yid said over was that years back, he had a son that was sick in the hospital with a burn, a very severe burn. It was in Cornell Hospital, ICU, for 6 weeks. It's very mamish, gefährlich situation. It looked very scary, the ganze massive. And in fact, a doctor told him that you should know, I don't know if at the end there's going to be happy results. And what did this Choshev Yid reply? I would like to express to you, doctor, I have to tell you that you have to know something. Results are not up to you. They're not up to us. Results are only up to God. And therefore, God wants us to constantly anticipate His salvation. Therefore, we are going to stay optimistic that yes, there will be and happy results at the end. And B'siyata D'shmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sent to Yeshua, to this family, and this boy had a complete refuah shleima. What a powerful Yisoy, Mika Amcha Yisrael, living with starka tzipiyah, starka hoping, being mekaveh for Yeshua Hashem. This is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Kaveh al Hashem, chazak v'yam tzibecha, the kaveh al Hashem, to always have more tzipiyah for His Yeshua. And the last story we're going to say over now, this story was called in by a very choshev young man from Eretz Yisrael, and he asked the koyach to begin us rishus to say over this story. It was a younger man who was together with his family by a pizza store. They were all very hungry, and he bought for them pizza. This particular younger man, though, he had a hanhaga, personal practice that he doesn't eat in restaurants. But Lamaisi was thinking to himself, I'm so hungry right now, what should I do? But he was misgabber, and he said, I want to keep my personal hanhaga. All of a sudden, the owner of the store went to the door and he locked it. He didn't let any more customers come in. And people were wondering what's going on. It's still regular business hours. Why is the owner locking the store? And the owner explained that he just got a major delivery. He has to be oystick with it now. He has no time to take new customers. This younger man realized, wow, what a Yeshua the Rebbe Shalom sending me. Right now, the door is locked. Who's in the restaurant now? My family. Let me sit down. I'll eat with my family. And with that, he was able to have a meal in the restaurant. And it did not stir his personal hanhaga whatsoever because Hayosh, the door was locked. It was like he was eating in the privacy of his own home. Let's keep all the chizik in mind as we stay. Weiter and weiter. The cheshek atoyer, as my Rebbe always wants, I should point out, that afilu, it would come out that at the end, such a mamish neis b'derech hateva didn't take place. The doors remained open. And the younger man, he would have had to keep his person on hoga. It would have been very difficult and hard. And he would have done it anyways, and b'simchi would have done it. That would be an even bigger godless. We shall be zoiche to have a wonderful chodesh, a good chodesh for one and all. Kaltiv.